Hi, I'm Daniel Lenzian, the host of Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios. Western New York Soundstage is a podcast that looks to explore Western New York's creative economy through a series of conversations with artists, musicians, producers, directors, and authors from Western New York and beyond. It is so nice to have repeat guests on the podcast. Now, about 6 months ago, I was able to talk to Drew Fornarola, the artistic director of Starring Buffalo, about their concert production of Hello, Dolly. And now that show was a smashing success. And today, Drew is back to talk about Starring Buffalo's sister act. Starring Buffalo presents concert-style Broadway shows inspired by New York City's City Center Encore series. Artistic director Drew Fornarola aims to attract busy Broadway professionals, local professional actors, community members, and students for top quality musical experiences. Now, this production is a fresh take on the beloved classic film, with a talented ensemble ready to bring the iconic characters to life. Now, if you've never seen the movie, Sister Act revolves around a disco diva named Dolores Van Cartier, who witnesses a murder committed by her gangster boyfriend. To protect her, the police hide her in a convent where she takes on the guise of a nun named Sister Mary Clarence. Her vibrant personality clashes with the strict and traditional rules of the convent, but eventually she uses her musical talents to transform the choir of nuns into a dynamic and soulful ensemble. Leading the cast of Starring Buffalo's Sister Act is American Idol finalist and emerging theater sensation Alyssa Ray, who steps into the iconic shoes of Dolores Van Cartier, a role that was immortalized by Whoopi Goldberg in the 1992 film. Ray shares the stage with Tony Award nominee Sidney DuPont, known for his performances in Broadway shows like Paradise Square and Beautiful, and he is portraying Eddie. Buffalo favorites George L. Brown and four-time Artie Award winner Jen Stafford take on the pivotal roles of Curtis and Mother Superior, respectively. Now, there's also an incredibly talented ensemble that will be joining these actors, including yours truly. Yes, I am going to be playing the role of Monsignor O'Hara and others in the production. I can't wait to share this conversation with Drew with you, and I hope you will come and support this production of Sister Act, which is playing Shays 710 Theater November 3rd and 4th at 7:30, and the matinee on Saturday is at 2 p.m. It'd be great to see you there. Thanks so much for listening, and here is my conversation with Drew Fornarola. Drew, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Dan?
Quite well. Thank you for asking. So I understand this weekend you are traveling outside of the great city of Buffalo to see some of your work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's a busy couple of days. So I'm on my way late this week to Mexico. We have a film premiering there, a film adaptation of our play Straight that was made in Spanish, starring Alejandro Spitzer. So that premieres at the Morelia Film Festival this Thursday. And then from there, I'm headed to Phoenix, where our musical Tiananmen is closing over the weekend. So I'll see that Saturday and Sunday. So on my way to Mexico and then Phoenix and then back here to Buffalo.
You mentioned in our last interview, Tiananmen, and sort of the early production was kind of germinating. How has the production been? What can you tell us about doing it in Phoenix?
That's where I was all of September, actually, in that rehearsal process out in Phoenix. And it's a cliche, but it really takes a village to put a new musical together. The team out there is supportive and skilled and large, and that is what we needed to get this thing over the finish line. So been really an amazing experience out there rehearsing, and really pleased at how the audiences have been receiving it out there. It opened, first preview was October 3rd, I believe, and we'll close on Sunday the 29th.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly hope it comes a little bit closer to us so that we can see it.
Thanks. I hope so too.
Fantastic. So for those of the people that might be joining us for the first time in this interview, can you tell us a little bit about your company in Buffalo, Starring Buffalo?
Sure. Starring Buffalo was a company that we started in late 2018. There were three of us. We call ourselves Buffalo expats, so people who grew up in Western New York and then moved to New York City to work in the arts, actually, and wanted to come back and work here in our hometown as well. And so the three of us, we went to high school together and then moved to New York around the same time. decided we wanted to try to do something that connected the theater communities in both cities, in New York and Buffalo. And so we came up with this idea to do staged concerts of musicals. So concerts where the cast performs all of the songs and dialogue, but the production elements are very simple. And to use a mixture of artists from the Buffalo community and the Broadway community.
The next show up is Sister Act. What made you choose the title Sister Act?
Yeah, I mean, looking for titles for starring Buffalo is always, it's a balancing act because we do involve a lot of students. We want the things to be family friendly, but we also want the music to be challenging for the Buffalo and Broadway artists and for our orchestra. And we want to make sure that we're hitting a variety of styles over the season. So other shows we've done, you know, most recently, Hello Dolly and Evita, Sunday in the Park with George, and now Sister Act, these shows on paper may not seem to have a lot in common, but they all fulfill our mission of being family friendly, having challenging music, and having music for big ensembles, which is something we have an advantage of being able to have a big ensemble. So we're looking for things that involve the chorus heavily, and Sister Act is particularly good in that regard.
The music of Sister Act was so joyful and uplifting. Was that a consideration when choosing the show?
Yeah, I think so. We had such a nice time on Hello Dolly in the spring, which has a similar, even though it's from an entirely different era, leaves the audience with a similar feeling leaving the theater. And I think we wanted to lean into something uplifting and exciting for the audience.
Well, it certainly is. It seems, too, like there's a whole new kind of group of people. And one of the things that I think is great about starring Buffalo is that there are some sort of newcomers to the company. There are some old favorites. Is that a consideration when casting?
Definitely. It's valuable to us to both keep our alumni involved and to make sure that we're always including new faces in the cast every time. It's helpful to have those returning people who have been through the process who can help the new folks figure out what the heck is going on. But also we want to make sure that there are new faces through every time. And we work really hard. When I'm in town, I go around and my associate artistic director, Emily Glick, who's amazing, covers a lot of things when I'm out of town, just trying to get to all the open calls in the area, all the shows in the area, but also when people are doing open mics or playing at bars and clubs. We're trying to look beyond maybe where traditionally people find musical theater actors in the city, just to make sure that if somebody's doing an amazing jazz set downtown, that we find and consider that person. Or if somebody's doing in an opera somewhere, that we find those people as well.
Right. And so the name Starring Buffalo becomes really apparent because you're pulling from all areas of Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right. As well as also the student groups, right? We're trying to see the folks at the various programs around the area as well.
Tell us a little bit about the students that are joining the cast in Sister Act. I know it was a community chorus and that's what's done in the spring with Starring Buffalo, but can you talk a little bit about the school groups that will be joining the cast of Sister Act?
We began this process with the idea that it would be a principal cast of a mixture of Buffalo and Broadway professionals. And that in the back, we put on risers school choruses. So from area high schools, urban, suburban, and rural schools. And that was the plan until COVID. And then we weren't able for several years to use school groups because of the state rules involving COVID and the actors' union rules involving COVID. So from that necessity came this community chorus idea, which was an auditioned group of amateur singers from the community. And that became so much fun that we couldn't give that up either. So now we have some productions that involve, we have one production a year that involves this community chorus group, and our other one involves area high schools who learn the music during their choral period in school. We have three schools coming in this time. We have Jamestown High School coming all the way from Jamestown, which is amazing. City Honors High School, which is directed by our music director and board member, Karen Saxon, and Sacred Heart High School as well. So those three groups will combine and be on the risers in the back, step touching and singing all the crazy nun music.
Well, I'm sure that the students that are coming in are really excited about the Broadway professionals that are coming in, as is the cast. And I'm sure that once you tell us who they are, Buffalo will be excited too. Who is coming into Buffalo to join the local professionals of Sister Act?
We have Alyssa Rae coming in to play the lead. Alyssa was a finalist on American Idol a couple years ago and is fast becoming a theater star in her own right, in addition to a TV star. Right now, she's doing Rocky Horror with, I believe, Frankie Grande at Bucks County Playhouse. And she's going to close that contract and come right up to us the next day, play Dolores. But Alyssa's terrific. We have Sydney DuPont, who's a Tony Award nominee for Paradise Square. He's coming up to play Eddie. And then we have George Brown, who I consider kind of a hybrid. George lives here a lot of the year, but he's also an alum of the national tours of Once on This Island and Elf. So he's going to be in this cast, which is amazing. We've been wanting to work with George for years. And then a bunch of Buffalo stars, including you.
I was burying the lead, Drew. I was going to let them be surprised. But yes, I am in the production of Sister Act. Yes.
So we are very excited to be working with you for the first time and hope you're having fun as well.
I am having a great time. And, you know, now that the sort of cat is out of the bag, I want to say that looking around the room, right, playing the role that I'm playing, I'm able to watch the production a lot. And I just feel like the show is so perfectly cast. It is so funny. And even in the earliest of music rehearsals, I can't help but have a huge smile on my face and just be like stifling back laughter because the show is so funny and so heartfelt and cast so brilliantly.
Thanks. I can't remember who said it, but I'm directing the show. And there is a person who says that like 95% of directing is casting. In my case, I really think that that's true. I think the most important decisions I make as a director are trying to get the right cast in the room and then trying to stay out of their way once they're working and doing what they do. And I'm kind of there to nudge people back into play if they're getting too far away from the goal, but try to keep everyone on the same page. But mostly, you know, we're trying to get these great casts in. And I feel we have done that for Sister Act and to just sort of let them shine and not interfere too much with their process, to be honest.
I'm so interested to know, Drew, how do you feel that working on new musicals or musicals that you've written informs working on or directing already written musicals or vice versa? You stand at such an interesting nexus as an artist that you're creating material and directing material that has been written. What do you learn in that process?
I'm a director kind of by accident. I really think in my DNA, I'm a playwright and a songwriter. That was what most of my career was. I came to directing later. I didn't go to school for directing, but I did watch for 15 years in New York and in Buffalo, some of the best directors in the world direct, and have picked up a lot by watching. They are very different experiences to me because I've trained extensively as a writer and have a lot of professional experience there. And as a director, I sort of got my feet wet more mid-career, and that training has come by watching. So I feel like writing is a lot more personal to me, because even though I am now a director, I've been doing it 5 or 6 years. I think of myself as a writer and have much less of an ego as a director. I'm just like, that's something I'm learning as I'm, that's like a bonus, right? That I get to do that. And that came from a lot of times as a writer, I don't think of myself as a performer either, even though I have ended up doing a lot of performing in my career. I've done a lot of performing and directing in service of writing, where it's like, we've got to put a presentation of something on tomorrow and there's no director, so I've got to do it. Or someone needs to sing these songs for the producer, so it's going to be me and my writing partner and we're going to play and sing. And or we're doing a night of new work at 54 Below or something, and will you do something of your own? So I came in as a writer first, but by necessity have, and sort of opportunistically, have developed these other skills and have really enjoyed those things as well.
I always feel like cross-training for myself, right, always feels too to me like when you, like, having respect for sort of one position in the theater opens up the respect for another position in the theater, you see kind of the necessity of both. And I think that for me, theater is always like the ultimate collaborative art form. And I think cross-training like this really makes you a better artist and collaborator.
Yeah, I think that's true. And you've worn many hats as well. Do you have a favorite hat, or you're sort of equally across the?
You know, it's for me, it's like I felt so lucky, I guess, that I've been able to kind of work even for Buffalo Rising and this podcast, just doing a lot of different things that interest me and that I can sort of find my way in or find myself in. I will tell you, Drew, this is sort of my grandmother lost her sight. She went blind for like a few days. And this is like a very famous story that's really affected me. She says that she sort of miraculously got her sight back by saying, Let me be a stepping stone and not a stumbling stone. So I think in every process that I go into, I think to myself, how can I be a stepping stone and not a stumbling stone? And I love to bring that to whatever hat that I'm wearing, because I think it helps kind of connect the production, elevate it, and make it sort of more fun and more enjoyable for everybody and makes better art. So that's my sort of feeling about what hat, whichever one I can sort of use to elevate whatever's happening. Drew, those are my questions for you today. We will absolutely include all the information about Sister Act, which is a staged concert. It's important for our audiences to realize that there will be, how do you refer to choreography in it?
We call it standography. So people moving around. Their music stands are on wheels. So they have music stands that move around with them and can be manipulated in a lot of ways, but the performers are behind the stands, and that limits a little bit the movement.
So I think that there's a lot to be enjoyed in this stage concert version of Sister Act from Starring Buffalo. Drew, those are my questions, but I always love to kind of end the interview by saying, is there anything that you feel left unsaid or anything that you would like to add or share with our listeners?
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to talk to Starring Buffalo and for bringing visibility to the arts in Western New York through this podcast. I really appreciate your work here, and I hope people will come out and see Sister Act. It's a really special kind of presentation. It's an outstanding cast and a really fun musical. So I hope you'll join us at Shea 710.
Awesome. Drew, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you at Starring Buffalo with Sister Act. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with more episodes where we will explore our local creative economy through a series of conversations with artists, musicians, producers, directors, and authors from Western New York and beyond. This episode was produced by Jessica Marinelli. Addison Schoonmacher engineered this episode. In addition to this podcast, you can check out our local event guides posted bi-monthly on buffalorising.com. Make sure you subscribe to the show. If you like the show, please recommend it to a friend. Thanks for listening to Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising, Local Matters Studio.